Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. We're dealing today with a marvelous little scripture, Philippians 2 and verse 7, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and how he made himself of no reputation. Now look, this is a big passage we're in the middle of, and if I had a half an hour to talk to you, I could just unfold it, or at least try to. But I've just got a few moments with you today, and I want to tell you this. There's a great thought in here. When Jesus came to this earth, it was an amazing thing. But when he came, although he was the Almighty God, he didn't come back here down to earth and make himself the biggest, the best, and the most beautiful. You know what Jesus did? He came here, and I dare say he was just an average-looking Joe. Because, you see, he emptied himself of his splendor. He veiled his Godhead. He emptied himself of all those rights and all those riches. And he became human. Now, he didn't become 1% human or 90% human. He became a real human being. Is that not fascinating? Does that not thrill you? And although he was rich beyond compare, he gave it up. He gave it all up for us. For you know, says Paul, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might be made rich. 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9. Look, the Lord Jesus gave up his exalted position and came here as a nothing. He made himself a nobody, living most of his life in obscurity. And even when he began his ministry, he didn't want people to know who he was. When the devils recognized him and cried out, "Oh, I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God." He says, "Hush! Don't say things like that." And you know, sometimes he let some of his followers see some of his glory, like the time, remember, when he took Peter, James, and John to the Mount of Transfiguration. But overall, he just veiled his Godhead until the resurrection. And that's when we start to realize that this man, Jesus Christ, was God made manifest in the flesh. Now listen, Paul says, "Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus." What mind? This mind that emptied itself and made himself, he made himself of no reputation. Listen, the first thing that comes to mind is I've got to ask a question. Why should Christians be so full of themselves? Sometimes I just don't like hanging out with Christians because all they want to do is talk about themselves and what they're doing and what, you know, I mean, me, with a few religious catchphrases thrown in. Hey, we don't have to be the center of things. Do you know who should be the center of our conversation? The Lord Jesus. Do you know why? Because he is the center of the universe. He is the one who came from glory, lived for us and died for us and shed his blood for our sins and then rose again on the third day. Hey, let's make him the center of our life. And if you don't know him, come to him as a sinner, just as you are. Confess your sins to him. Believe on him and he'll save you to the uttermost. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Black Rock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht.